is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
By the way, welcome aboard to WWPR 1490 in Mark's hometown of Bradenton, Florida.
That's right, out there on Cortez Road.
Is that where their transmitter is?
I don't know where the transmitter is. I know that where their studios are.
Gotcha. And it's actually run by Val Silver, who is somebody who goes way back with Free Talk Live.
That's true.
Back when we were just a local radio show in Sarasota, she was the general manager of the station, one of the stations that we were on. We kind of toured around the different talk stations in Sarasota, and she was our second station that we were on after our first FM talker. And, you know, nice lady. And we've actually kind of been on and off WWPR for the past few years.
They use us as fill.
Yeah, they had taken our MP3s, our podcast, and whenever they needed some time filled during the day, it's mostly a brokered radio station, but whenever they needed time filled, like they couldn't sell an hour, they might play Free Talk Live at that time. But she just got herself some new equipment, and it makes it so she can now take the show straight from our satellite feed, and they're now running us overnights all six nights a week, so... Welcome aboard to everybody listening in Bradenton, B-Town, as it is called down there tonight.
Well, it's called a lot of things.
Yeah?
Bradentucky, Sarasota's redneck sister. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah. So welcome aboard to WWPR. 800-259-9231 is the number here as we will continue to take your phone calls about anything you want. Now, Michelle, I know that you'd mentioned there was some other high school-related or school-related story. I don't know if you were able to pull that up. If not...
I'm not able to pull either one up.
What was it that happened?
Okay, so there were two stories, and I would love it if someone, you know, knew details about it because it was just read in passing. But one young man was told on his way to the bus stop to pull up his pants, and there's a school code and, you know, maybe his underwear.
Which bus stop?
Out.
Are we talking about at school or at his neighborhood?
A school. It appeared to be a school bus. So, you know, he was going to the school bus. Cop said, pull up your pants. He said, school hours are over. And
but he was in his neighborhood at the time, is what you're saying?
No, he was leaving school.
Okay, so he was on the school property.
Basically.
Gotcha.
Or, like, at this point, you're on the sidewalk or whatever. But it was out of school hours.
Okay.
And he was told to pull up his pants and didn't do so. I don't remember if he... There were two boys in these stories that were beaten and another one that was killed. I don't think he was the one that was killed. I think he was beaten. The one that was killed was in a similar story and around a similar area. Two boys were standing at the bus stop and one kid clocked the other kid. And at that point, the fight was kind of over. You know, I mean, it was like...
Mm-hmm.
And
that was it, yeah.
Yeah, and the cops ended up tackling them both, putting the one who had been hit in the back of the police car and then took off running after the other one and ended up killing him.
Hmm.
And then...
How'd they kill him?
Shooting him.
They shot him?
They shot him and then went after the other kid who took off because he didn't want, you know, he was in the back of the cop car and they'd left.
So this is a simple assault. Now, you can shoot a fleeing felon, but you can't just shoot somebody who's punched somebody in the face.
Right.
This is a crime. I mean, these people have committed murder.
So, and then the...
No, it's not murder when they do it.
No, it is murder when they do it, and it's illegal.
Well
they would call it just
justifiable homicide or something like that.
They just manipulate their own laws, but I'm telling you, it is murder.
It's an authorized taking of life, Mark.
Yeah, right.
So what, one of the things is the cop, it was concluded that he'd lied. Because,
the cop did.
Yes, because
what a shock.
A neighbor came out from the area where the boy had been chased, and he's like, he came after me, charged me, you know. And, you know, then they did some investigating and found that there was no gun residue around the kid. So the shot had to have been fired, you know, a certain number of feet back, et cetera. So it was concluded that the cop, in fact, had not been charged by this young man and that it wasn't self-defense.
Mm.
And so... The details are still out as to whether or not he's going to be given a paid leave.
So this wasn't over the fact that he was wearing saggy pants. It was over the fact that they'd been fighting and then they ran away from the cop?
Yes.
Contempt of cop.
So what did the saggy pants have to do? I thought
he got beaten also, so there were two different stories. So he...
Okay, I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So that the kid with the saggy pants...
Now this is a completely different story,
yes,
a different place.
At a bus stop also.
Okay.
Teenagers, yes, leaving school.
Now, Okay, he's leaving school as well. Got
it. And so he was told to pull up his pants, and he said no. Mm-hmm. And ended up having, I think it was his arm broken and a black eye given to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
By the police or by school resource officer?
By the police.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it the cop that works at the school? Do you know?
It didn't appear that it seems like they're hired for that, you know, at the two times a day at school, you know, when there's traffic and stuff like that, when they're coming and going.
Oh, they bring extra cops in for that?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Now, normally, when I went to school, they had the police school resource officer. And I think, Mark, they didn't have those when you were in school.
Yeah,
they
did.
They did?
Our school had a resource officer.
Okay, so normally it's just one cop that kind of stays on campus. I've never seen more than one cop at school just for kids getting on and off buses. But I believe that they would do something like that in many places.
So, I'm going to find this article.
So this young man was beaten because he refused to pull his pants up.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, I may disagree with that particular style of wearing clothes, but...
Right, I don't think it's that cool, although I've
worn body.
Like that.
It's your body. You can adorn it in whatever way you choose, and the idea that somebody would be attacked for that is just absolutely just horrifying.
Yeah, and this is a minor. So if you who are older than 21 were to hit this kid or assault this kid, that'd be a felony for you.
Yeah, that'd be serious. But he gets away with it because he's a cop and he can enforce.
They're supposed to be minors.
Now, of course, they're going to say, well, he was still on school campus, so he needs to follow the rules. And he was being insubordinate, and he tried to get away from the cop, and so therefore.
Then whatever rules the school has regarding saggy pants should have been what was instituted here. Arm breaking is not necessary.
Right, because the police are supposed to only use the violence that's necessary in order to...
Commensurate amount of force.
Yeah, in order to deal with you. And if he wasn't attacking the cop, it doesn't sound like he was, then there's no reason for that.
Well, and the idea of force and everything, so if you don't like the way I'm dressed, and you tell me I don't like the way you're dressed, and I say, okay, then, sure, we have a disagreement about style and whether something's appropriate or not. And if you don't find what I'm wearing appropriate, then turn around and leave. That you get to do that without harming anyone. But at the point where you try to force me to you know, through physical violence or something, to alter the way I'm dressed, the matter of violence perpetrated against me is much greater than any offense you might take to... You know, my underwear shirt.
My sagging pants do not, it's not a reciprocal amount of force to break someone's arm over saggy pants. But it wasn't done over saggy pants, is what you've got to understand.
Right.
It was done because they weren't respecting his authority.
It was done because they believe they own you and that they can tell you what you can wear and what you can and can't do. That's why it was done.
Is there any evidence to the contrary?
By the way, there's a little more here, more saggy pants news. This one from n.terra.com. A new strict policy in Texas prohibits any passenger from boarding a bus with saggy pants that exposes their underwear or buttocks. Although the saggy pants fashion has been around for more than a while, linked to prison attire and hip-hop culture, the Transportation Authority in Fort Worth has considered it to be disrespectful and want nothing of it on the public transportation system. So what the charge will end up being for that, I'm not sure. Disorderly conduct, I would imagine, or
get
some
off the
other
bus, I guess.
Some other catch-all. Bus riders have complained that it doesn't look good when one's pants are below the buttocks. The bus driver will be able to make the decision if the pants are appropriate or not.
Well, do you remember the woman who was told to get off of the airplane? I think it was Southwest because the flight attendant told her that she was dressed too scantily.
No.
Oh, you know, that was a couple years ago. Yeah, she was.
I saw the Muslim guys were asked to leave a plane relatively recently, and this happens every once in a while. You know, they wear the wrong clothes with the little kufi caps, and perhaps they daven or do their prayers.
People are scared.
Whatever the heck it is they do, and people get all upset about it.
Toll free number tonight.
This is clearly the pre-bombing ritual.
800-259-9231. The city of Fort Worth has even placed signs in their city buses reading, pull them up or find another ride. 1-800-259-9231.
So they run the private market buses out of business with their government subsidized buses, and then they tell you how you can dress.
That's right. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got a bulletin board system. You can get interactive there, and you can interact with some of the best trolls, or worst, depending on your perspective, in the entirety of the internet. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices so low, it can't be mentioned. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we continue here with your calls. Liz is listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Liz.
My name is Liz, and I live in Beacon, New York. And basically, I'm somebody that follows stories on Facebook, and I try to fight injustice. And it just came across to me today, this kid, Tyel Morton.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Rushville, Indiana, and he pulled a prank.
We actually heard all about it in the last hour for our listeners that may just be tuning in. What's the worst part?
I missed the first part.
Oh, no worries. It seems like a lot of people are talking about this, which is really, I mean, it's great news for Tyel that so many people are behind him. I mean, is there a coordinated calling campaign going on right now?
Not really.
It's interesting because you're our third caller tonight to call about this. I mean, we don't, obviously, you know, whatever, you can call it about anything you want. But how do you feel? Because this guy is facing a felony charge over, 8 years, I think. He's looking at 8 years in prison for basically putting a blow-up doll in a box in a girl's bathroom at school.
I know. It was after hours, and, you know, it's not like anybody, you know, he didn't break into the girls' room, you know, while girls were in there, mm-hmm. and he's just pulling a prank. He's probably sitting there giggling, you know, thinking about, you know, these people are going to come in and they're going to see, like, they're going to think somebody's in the bathroom, but it's just a blow-up doll, you know? It was just an innocent prank.
As I understand, the blow-up doll was in a box, so they probably wouldn't think that. You know, it was just the shock value of, oh, my goodness, it's a blow-up doll.
In the high school bathroom.
Yeah, you know, when you say he broke in after hours, did he break anything?
Well,
or
before school, actually. He came in before school.
So was the door unlocked?
I don't know the details of that, but, I mean, it's just a high school prank. And
sure.
Before they called in the bomb squad, why didn't they talk to the kid and talk to his parents and talk to his friends?
Terrorists lie.
And they just blew it out of proportion. I feel like people are using terrorism to just justify any kind of injustice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's what we've seen. I think that's a really astute analysis because it's kind of like it's something they can lean against anytime they want to really make somebody out to look like a real bad guy. Well, this is, you know, he's messing with the system. This is institutional. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't charge him with terrorism. Really?
I know. It's really sad. I'm like, I mean, gosh, and like, if a kid brings a BB gun to school now, then they're charged with, like, a felony criminal, you know, possession of a lethal weapon. I mean, my brother and I used to have BB gun fights in the yard as kids. I mean, everything is blown out of proportion, and I feel my heart goes out to parents and kids nowadays because it's such a different world.
Okay, so you said that you've become kind of an activist, right?
In my spare time.
Okay, so tell me that you are not paying into the system, and I'll be really happy. Like, are you paying any sort of state or federal income tax?
I am paying taxes, yes. I'm a business owner. I own a dog walking company in Beacon.
Mm. Oh, there's a fabulous dog walking story.
A Beacon dog walker.
someone made $250,000 last year doing it under the table, not getting any permits or anything for their dog walking business. Yeah.
I'm reporting mine.
So, okay, so the thing is when you're kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face when you're on one hand putting all this energy into working from January until May to pay the very people that you then in your spare time turn around and try to contain. So at some point, you know, just think about it. You could work half as much as you do if you weren't having to pay those people.
Well,
I feel like because of terrorism, it's allowed all these sort of like Barney Fife types to take charge, and they're putting trumped up charges against these kids just for having a personality and thinking for themselves, and they're testing the crap out of kids, and they're getting rid of critical thinking skills. Kids are just learning to memorize nowadays, and if anybody has any kind of individuality, they're just completely crushed.
It sucks it out of them.
Poor kid.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on in your analysis here. I mean, it just the school system is designed, and it has been. It's just getting worse over time. The school system's been designed to crush individuality and to make people into essentially drones that will plug into the system.
They'll, be compliant.
Right. They'll do as they're told. They'll get a job. They'll work at the same job their whole lives if they can until they get their retirement, and then they'll expect the government to take care of them at that point. And it's, the whole system is designed to create just these pathetic, dependent drones, and it's just so sad because people don't see it. They don't understand it. You try to talk about how the government education or indoctrination system is a bad idea, and immediately people's defensive walls go up because they went to those government schools and they're insulted. Their position is basically, well, I'm not dumb. I'm not, ignorant, and I turned out all right, and I went to the government schools. I went to government school as well, and I turned out all right. But what we're not seeing, the opportunity cost, I think, what we're not seeing is that we don't know how much smarter we all could be, how much more astute we could be, how much more tuned in,
more capable and self-reliant and independent.
Yeah. How much time we spent uneducating ourselves from the things that we've been taught in the
right,
schools.
Or how much time the same education could have been given to us in a much more efficient manner. So for instance, we might have learned, if we didn't have these government indoctrination camps, I might have had a 12th grade at government education by the time I was 6, or by the time I was 10, or something like that. And so we don't even have any idea how great education could be because we're dealing with essentially a monopoly. Yeah, there's some options for people that have enough money, but because we're all fleeced to death by these government taxes, these property taxes, which I just paid $3,000 for 6 months of property taxes up here.
6 months of service.
Because we're all fleeced by these property taxes, most of us can't afford to send our kids to a school, another school on top of the taxes that we're paying. So a lot of people feel very frustrated by that. And what I would suggest to those people who are feeling frustrated is that they acquaint themselves with the ideas of liberty, because it sounds like you get it on this issue, but the ultimate question is, do you believe in allowing other people to be free?
Oh, yeah. I would say that I'm fiscally conservative and socially liberal.
Well, what I would recommend that you do is take a moment and go to freestateproject.org. Are you new to the show tonight?
Yes, I am.
How did you find Free Talk Live?
I was actually told about it by some people that were on the Tyel Morton page.
Okay. Well, that explains why we're receiving so many calls about it tonight. I think it's great that people care.
Right.
I think it's great that people are taking the time to pick up the phone on this issue. And, Michelle, I think it was your suggestion earlier that they contact the district attorney in this case.
Exactly.
And fill up his voicemail box.
Yeah. Let him
know how you feel about it. Fill up the police department's voicemail.
I did that in the case of Tanya McDowell. I called the DA.
But Liz, take a moment and go to freestateproject.org. If you are excited by activism, you called yourself an activist earlier. We've moved here to New Hampshire. Those of us on this show, we've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project so we can get active and get out there and support our friends and support people who are being attacked by this inhumane system. So take a moment, go to freestateproject.org. You might find that interesting because it sounds like you've got a compatible belief system. And I thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. And maybe we can get Tyel up here one of these days if he's into this too. Because after the police aggress against you, you become a lot more open-minded to the idea of getting rid of the government
cops
and having market protection and other things like that. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in 2 sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those features, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, that's not a problem. They're right there. You can download as many of the archives as you'd like, going all the way back to late 2006. It's all there at freetalklive.com, so enjoy those on us. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. And other news, as we reported a couple days ago, here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, there's a Superior Court, as it is called, right in the heart of downtown Keene.
Better than the other courts.
And that's where they have the non-traffic ticket trials, the more serious stuff, misdemeanors and felonies and such. Apparently, somebody was pretty upset. And we had speculated regarding why this happened. But on Wednesday afternoon, I think it was Wednesday afternoon, around 5:30 Eastern Time, a man set himself on fire out in front of the district court. He presumably used some sort of form of accelerant. And,
well, people don't just burn.
Yeah.
They're not flammable.
And set himself ablaze. Some people saw it happen, and obviously it was a horrifying experience for those
folks. Can you imagine just walking down the street like you normally walk down the street, sort of oblivious in your own world, doing your thing? Some guy douses himself an accelerant, probably had a certain amount on him already.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And then just sets himself on fire. You totally don't expect this to happen.
Yeah. Did anyone try to rescue him?
Some people did, but what do you do, right? I mean, there was a young lady that I saw some comments on the newspaper's article about this, the Sentinel, the Keene Sentinel, and one business owner, I guess, nearby had someone run into their business and shout, you know, get some water, hurry, and, you know, come. And so she did whatever she could to get the water. She forgot that she had a fire extinguisher on the wall, but so
somebody yelled water.
Right, and, so she took time to get the water and came outside. But, you know, by that time, it's just, from what I understand, when you immolate yourself, you don't last too long.
Thank God. I mean, can you, like, the torture, I just can't, to me, imagine.
It boils your skin off.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would also think that you can't get any oxygen.
Probably true, because the fire's consuming it all.
Yeah, as you draw the breath in, the oxygen's consumed.
Yeah.
Just a guess, I don't know.
Yeah, it's nasty. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible way to go, and people will use it as a message to show their disgust with some circumstance or another. And
which is what wasn't it the Algerian man who kind of got the whole...
The Egyptian situation?
Tanzanian. Yeah, he was Tunisian, right, okay.
Tunisian, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's Tanzanian.
Right, now, self-immolation is a little more common in other countries around the world, but it does happen here in the United States. There was apparently one that happened last year, I guess, so... It's more common than I expected, actually. I was kind of digging around and trying to figure out when is the last time this occurred.
I haven't. As long as I've been on doing the radio, I've never heard of a case like this.
It's the first time we've heard of it, for sure. And I don't know if that's just because word doesn't get out about these sorts of things. I mean, they did everything they could to keep it quiet.
Effective. When you talk about the Vietnam War, the conversation, it doesn't take too long to get around to burning monks. And so, therefore, those monks... didn't die in vain. They, their statements meant something, and perhaps the idea is I don't know how often people immolate themselves because of the government, but it would seem to me that it's more likely than most circumstances that the government's involved.
That is a good point. The one that I had seen that was more recent, I don't think it had to do with the government. It may have been another reason that individual immolated themselves. There's a list of them over at Wikipedia, and whether that list is complete or not is another question. But there was, I guess, someone who immolated themselves in protest of the Iraq War back in 2006. In this case, the speculation was correct. I had made the speculation online over at prekeen.com when I first reported on this. Yeah, we got word. By the way, I'd like to point out that the activist network here is so awesome in New Hampshire, because it's the Porcupine 411 system that was really responsible for allowing us to respond to this situation. Somebody called Kurt, who's lives here in Keene, made a phone call to Porc 411, which is a system that allows you to leave a message, and that message is delivered out to hundreds of recipients. He makes this phone call to Porc 411 and gives a heads up saying, hey, downtown, there's cops everywhere. I don't know what's going on, but they've got a street, at least one street, blocked off. There's a police line up. Flashing lights are everywhere. He leaves that message. I got it. I was doing a few things at the time, but I got it about 5 minutes later. And I was in the neighborhood, so I had the ability to, of course, if you're in Keene, New Hampshire, almost everywhere is the neighborhood. It's pretty small. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take very long. You hop on your bike and you're in downtown in 5 minutes. So a demo from LibertyOnTour.com and I got on our bikes and we headed downtown to see what the hell was going on. So it was thanks to Pork 411 that we even found out that this was going on. So we went out, we got down there, arrived on the scene, and indeed the police had taped off the entire area. There were multiple officers from multiple jurisdictions, the state and also local cops were there. And they were, not telling us what was happening, but we were able to discern from people that were nearby that it was allegedly someone who had set themselves on fire. And that was my guess, because it was a huge scorch mark on the front of the courthouse, basically, right there on the main step.
Park behind that.
Yeah.
Now, do I understand correctly that this was on account of the man's upset with the court for their ruling regarding child support payments?
It's a decade of rulings. It's a decade, not just child support. It's several things. I'll get into the details here. But so the speculation was that it had to do with the court, right? I mean, it's
sure.
Not, you go and you set yourself on fire and you choose deliberately where you do this. So he chose the front of the courthouse. Seemed obvious to me that he was upset about this. And of course, the trolls over at Freaking, well, you're jumping to conclusions. Well, that's a pretty safe conclusion to jump to. Anyway, it turns out it was true. Yes, he did have issues with this this particular courthouse, and yes, it was a custody family divorce issue. And it was something that started back in 2001, and I wrote up a lengthy piece about this. It's called Thomas James Ball Self-Immolated in Protest of the Justice System. You can go and see that over at freekeen.com. I went and spent almost 2 hours at court yesterday pulling up the case files for this guy and looking and trying to, I mean, we're talking about stacks. This, the divorce case was two file folders filled with paper. I mean, I'm talking 2 to 3 inches stacks of paperwork. This was going on for over a decade. So back in the beginning of the aughts, around the turn of the century, he and his wife had filed for divorce. I think she had filed for the divorce, but I could be wrong about that detail. Anyway, the reason why was, one of the reasons why was apparently he had at one point lost control, and I don't know why. Maybe he was inebriated or whatever.
I read the story.
He slapped his 4-year-old daughter.
He slapped his 4-year-old daughter in the mouth multiple times, causing her to bleed.
Wait a second. He read, you know, from his words, the way he said that he did it was that he was trying to put her to bed.
That's
and
right.
She kept
licking him.
Right. I don't think that, I don't think that using, you know, slapping is a good childhood care method, but I can see why somebody would choose to do it in this circumstance. Like, she kept licking his hand, and he would flip his hand over, so is what he said. And this is the impression I got. So you're not talking about the swing back pimp slap. You're talking about him, you know, moving his hand, like pivoting it on the side.
Well,
of the
I don't
hand.
Know, Mark, but I know that there was blood, and
there
that
blood, yeah.
The daughter saw him, the other daughter saw him do it,
yeah.
And she testified in that case, and so clearly it was he hit the kid, and that's not right. So that from that perspective, he was wrong to do that. However,
but I like to you like to put these in things in perspective. Like sometimes I'll move the dog.
I was about to do that for you. The perspective is that it was testified by his own wife that he wasn't violent. Generally, I mean, he had never hit her. He had never done anything else that was violent except for throw a dish like 13 years before that.
So basically, it wasn't anyone's business that he slapped his kid in the face for the purpose of that courtroom.
It could have very well have been something that would have worked out between the two of them, and they might have still.
It was a family matter.
Right. They might have ended up staying together. But it didn't stop there. And the reason was because at some point the state got involved. And the reason the state got involved was because the woman had, his wife, Karen, at the time, had called what they call Monadnock Family Services. It's some local agency that I don't believe they're a government agency, but I think they get money from the government, so, it's one of those.
Quasi-governmental agency.
Yeah, so she calls them to ask about this situation with her husband losing control and, slapping her daughter. And we'll tell you what they told her here in a moment.
Because this is what caused everything.
Yeah, this was really the crux of the issue. 800-259-9231. There's much more to the story about the man who burned himself alive a couple days ago. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Downy Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you'd like, though if you've got a comment on the self-immolation case, that's going to take priority at the moment because it's crazy. Somebody set themselves on fire here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, over the so-called justice system, and we will give you more details on that in a moment.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can see it at Ruger.com and get it at your local gun dealer.
We're talking about Thomas James Ball, and by the way, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and get interactive in various different ways. We've got news updates also that allow you to keep in the loop with Free Talk Live, news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those. You get emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. Again, news.freetalklive.com. So over at freekeen.com, which is my blog site, it's a blog site for multiple people in the Keene, New Hampshire area. It focuses not just on Keene, but also New Hampshire activism in general, and occasionally we'll report on some what I consider inspiring civil disobedience, because Keene's kind of got this civil disobedience reputation, and sometimes I see some awesome civil disobedience happening in other places that I just wish were happening in Keene, like what's happening in Orlando, where people continue to step up week after week and get arrested. Multiple people, over 21 people arrested for refusing to, well, I guess for continuing to feed people in the public park there. And of course, the irony is it's all done underneath the watchful gaze of a statue of Gandhi as these people are being arrested for feeding the hungry. So that's the kind of reporting that you'll see over at Free Keene. It's a site for news, it's a site for opinion, and it's a site for videos and audio and such regarding activism. But we're talking about a man who destroyed his own life. He took his own life in front of the courthouse here in Keene the other day. Thomas James Ball self-immolated on Wednesday afternoon during rush hour, so about 5:30 in the afternoon. And obviously everybody wanted to know why, and so I set my afternoon, my day yesterday to figure it out, to figure out what this man was doing. At the time I went out to look, I didn't know what his name was. I actually encountered the Keene Sentinel reporter, Kyle, in the courthouse, and he had already found the guy's name. The reason they'd found his name was because he sent a letter, a 15-page letter, to the Keene Sentinel, the local newspaper in town.
And this doesn't sound like an emotionally, like rash decision. This sounds like this guy planned this.
Oh, it was very calculated. Yeah. And did you see the letter?
I read. I didn't see all. It didn't seem like 15 pages. What I read.
Well, I heard that it was 15 pages. I don't know. It was really long. Like really long. I didn't want to read the whole thing. But anyway. So I'm in there. I've done.
I figured the guy set himself on fire. I ought to know what he said.
I've done hours of research. I read most of the letter, but it was just so much.
I didn't read any of it, so good for you both.
Well, what I found most interesting was less his letter, but the court documents, as far as that way of getting both sides of, what's allegedly been going on. So he slaps his daughter's 4-year-old daughter in the mouth, allegedly multiple times, one night back in around the turn of the century. His wife then called Manabok Family Services to ask them, I guess to talk to them about this, right? He had left the house at that point, and that's when she made this call
to
them.
To go take a walk, and I guess he did.
Yeah, like, and apparently the counselor who was on the phone at Manabok Family Services told this his wife, Karen, if you don't call the police, you'll be arrested for child abuse. And so essentially what happened at that point was this woman had a decision to make because she believed the person. Apparently, according to Thomas, that's not true. Apparently, it's not true that you'll be arrested for child abuse if you don't call the cops. But anyway, they lied to her or gave her misinformation. Maybe the person on the other side of the phone really believed that was true. Regardless, she got this misinformation, and it put her into a position of having to decide what to do. Do I call the police and possibly, escalate this situation, or do I possibly risk having myself arrested and my husband arrested, and then having the kid, or the kids, they had three kids, taken away from us?
Yeah, because like it's Sophie's choice, there is no good decision for her there, given the information she thought was true.
Right, and so she wanted to make sure she kept her kids, so mm-hmm. She figured, well, she knew that there was a mandatory arrest policy with the Jaffrey police. A lot of police departments have this. If somebody calls a domestic violence complaint, even if no one wants to make charges, the police have to arrest somebody. It's policy.
It's policy. It's not law. And this is the second set of books
they obey,
that he's talking
about. But the police obey their policies.
These are law enforcement officers. They're not policy enforcement officers. So these men, when they do this kind of thing, they choose to obey the rules of their organization mm-hmm. before they obey the rules of law.
Well, it's for good
reason.
They
claim that they're law enforcement officers, but in fact they are lackeys for their boss.
Well, but they want to do it, Mark, because it's more people in the system. And then more people in the system means more budgets for the government.
And it justifies their existence.
Exactly.
Not every one of them wants to arrest every time. It's just their bosses say, look, we've got a policy here. You got to arrest somebody.
Yeah. So she wanted to avoid having her kids stolen by DCYF. So she made the call to the police knowing that at that point.
I mean, what if he had spanked the girl in the bottom? Are they going to arrest him for this?
If it's a domestic violence call, they will arrest somebody.
But who are they going to arrest?
They will arrest one of the people in the household.
So they would either arrest the mother for making a bad call, or they'd arrest the husband for smacking in the bottom.
But this is one of the other issues with the case. Apparently, the Jaffrey police later admitted that they never should have filed this as domestic violence. It never should have been handled as domestic violence. So they admitted to have made a mistake by even handling it as a domestic violence and making an arrest in the first place.
Meanwhile, it's too late, because then now he's in the system.
He's in the system.
Yep. Once he's in the system with that label on him,
right.
He's screwed.
He goes to trial. Loses at district court. Everybody loses at district court. Appeals to superior court. The decision is overturned. He's found not guilty of simple assault.
Not innocent, people, but not guilty.
He's found not guilty, which means that the court system did not find him culpable of right. Of abuse in this particular case. That the court system believed that it was appropriate for him. You know, maybe it was out of line, but it was a family issue, essentially. It was, the court system said, you are not guilty, and set him free of that particular charge. And that was the only charge in that issue, because it wasn't domestic violence, according to the police. Again, they apologized, apparently, mm-hmm. for that. Oops, we made a mistake, but, well, we can't take it back, because now the system is rolling on and will crush you. But he figured at that point, okay, great. It was good news. I mean, I'm not guilty, so it's over, right? It's over. I'm not guilty. I'm going to get access to my kids back, because this whole time that this was going on, a couple of years or whatever, he was unable to see his children.
Sure, at that point, he was a child beater.
Right. Okay, so now I've been exonerated by the system, so now I'm going to get to see my kids again. Ah, not so. According to the man in the robe in the case, while it's true that he was found not guilty, he still had issues with whether or not he should be able to see his kids. So he passes him off to Monadnock Family Services for counseling. And he says, look, you can see your kids on supervised visits, because by this time, you know, the divorce was rolling forward as well. So you can see your kids with unsupervised visits if you go to counseling at the same place that recommended that the police be called in the first place.
Yeah.
The Monadnock Counseling Services.
No, I don't agree with what this guy did to his daughter. I don't think it's appropriate.
No.
But I can totally understand why this guy would have said, I'm not going to Monadnock Family Services. These people, they're the ones that were responsible for screwing me over in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so essentially, he was never allowed to see his kids because he wouldn't go to the counseling. He said to the court, look, I was found not guilty. You can see that by her own testimony, his wife, I'm not violent. She testified that I've never been violent against her.
So why do I have to take family violence classes
right
at the place that screwed with me in the first place?
And he said, look, why can't you just make this decision? Essentially, the judge was passing the buck to Monadnock Family
Indeed.
Services.
Indeed. The court system, which is supposed to be the arbiter here, was saying, no, we're going to let the organization that started this all and screwed it all up be the arbiter. And they have no business being the arbiter.
And
none.
So
the lady there said that she won't even agree to see him until he changes
his attitude. Correct.
It's changed now.
Yep. His attitude's changed now. He's freaking room temperature. I hope this lady's happy. You know, I mean, she's telling herself, I'm sure, all kinds of stories about, you know, how she was doing the right thing for the children and all this other stuff. But these people, this judge, this woman, these cops, all these people, none of them will take responsibility. I was just doing my job. But they're responsible. This guy shouldn't have hit his kid. There's no doubt about it. But he wasn't guilty by the law standards of child abuse.
He loved his kids. That was the last part of his
he made it
last
very clear.
Statement. There was a file, again, these file folders, just stacks of paper. You can go and see them for yourself if you want. The courthouse. There was a letter in there from his daughter, one of his daughters, talking about how she misses her daddy. And, you know, it was just very sad. And he's seen all these things over the years, but he's been unable to have unsupervised visits with his daughters. They allowed him to have unsupervised visits with his young son, who's younger than his daughters, which is, you know, inconsistent, of course.
Yeah. Oh, it really makes you wonder what's the mother doing here? I mean, why wouldn't she just... Okay, go ahead. Come on.
I'm sure that the mother was arranging for the dad to see the daughter outside of the permissible...
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't know what side of the...
She'd already said... I mean, she's married to the guy. They had, what, 3 kids. She's already, you know, said that he wasn't a violent man. And the thing is the law is there to make you unlawful. You know, you got to sneak.
There's more to the story, however, because, why did he set himself on fire? I mean, obviously, he was really frustrated. There's more to what's happened, what the recent developments were. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We'll continue with your calls here in a little bit. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.